Hey there, and welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're diving into a book that will make you question everything you thought you knew about how the world really works, The WikiLeaks Files, with an introduction by Julian Assange. Sophie, you read this one too, right?
I did, and honestly, it's one of the most unsettling books I've picked up in a long time. It's not just a pile of leaked documents, it's a full-on argument that the United States has built a global surveillance and control system that would make dystopian fiction blush.
Yeah, the scale of it is almost impossible to wrap your head around. The cables show they're monitoring basically every form of electronic communication on the planet. Diplomatic cables, personal emails, financial transactions, and phone calls. It's not aimed at terrorists, either. It's aimed at everyone.
Exactly. And what really got me was that American diplomats are instructed to gather intelligence on United Nations officials, allied leaders, and even their own citizens. They spied on the leaders of Germany and Brazil, and those are allies.
Right, because knowledge is power, and they want as much as they can get. But here's the thing that stuck with me. The gap between the official story and what the cables actually reveal about American foreign policy.
Oh, totally. The U.S. presents itself as the champion of democracy and human rights, but the cables show a country that consistently subordinates those principles to strategic and economic interests. I mean, they describe Saudi Arabia as a key ally, and that country has one of the worst human rights records on Earth.
And they're working to undermine democratically elected governments in Latin America and the Middle East because they threaten corporate interests. It's hard to hear that, and still by the whole, we stand for freedom line.
The part that hit me hardest was about Iraq and Afghanistan. The documents show that American officials knew the wars were going badly, even while they were publicly saying progress was being made. They knew the Iraqi government was corrupt, that the Afghan security forces were unreliable, and that civilian casualties were way higher than officially acknowledged.
And they knew the justification for Iraq, those weapons of mass destruction, was based on fabricated intelligence. Yet they kept going, kept insisting victory was just around the corner.
They sacrificed soldiers and civilians alike for a cause they knew was lost. That's not just incompetence, that's something worse.
And then there's the corporate angle. The cables show American diplomats are basically salespeople for American companies, pressuring foreign governments to open their markets and protect intellectual property. They even work to undermine labor rights and environmental protections to create a favorable business environment.
Right, and that's not a side effect. It's the central purpose. The book also shows how the U.S. manipulates international institutions like the UN and the World Bank. They block investigations into American abuses and use the ICC as a political tool.
The casual racism in the cables is something else too. Middle Eastern leaders are untrustworthy. Africans are incompetent. Latin Americans are dangerous radicals. It's the language of empire, like they see themselves as the only grown-ups in the room, surrounded by children.
And that worldview justifies any action, no matter how brutal. The allies are complicit too. The UK, Australia, Canada, they're all in on it, providing intelligence and letting the US use their territory. But even they get spied on. No one is trusted.
So why does all this matter? Assange makes the case that secrecy is the enemy of democracy. When we don't know what our governments are doing, we can't hold them accountable. The Iraq War, the torture program, the drone strikes, all of that could only happen because we were kept in the dark.
And the government's response to the leaks tells you everything. They didn't defend the policies on their merits. They attacked the messenger. They went after Assange with the Espionage Act, which was meant for spies, not publishers. The message was clear: the crime isn't the spying or the killing, it's exposing it.
Yeah, and the media's role in all this is pretty damning too. The Times and the Post got the documents early and sat on some of the most damaging stuff, citing national security. But Assange argues it was really about protecting the system they benefit from.
And the argument that publishing these documents endangered lives? Assange says they redacted names and identifying info, and there's no evidence anyone was harmed. Meanwhile, the same governments are authorizing torture and indiscriminate bombing. The concern for human life is selective, to say the least.
The global reaction is interesting too. In Latin America and the Middle East, it just confirmed what people already suspected. In Europe, it showed that even allies get spied on. It really damaged American credibility around the world.
But here's the thing, Assange isn't all doom and gloom. He says the leaks have already made a difference. They've inspired a new generation of whistleblowers and forced governments to admit at least some of their surveillance programs.
But the personal cost has been huge. Assange himself has lived in exile, and Chelsea Manning was treated brutally. It's a warning to anyone who might challenge the secrets of empire.
He still says it's worth it. The truth is worth fighting for, even if the fight is long and uncertain. And the book makes a bigger historical point. The US has always been an empire, but it hid behind a facade of democracy. These documents strip that facade away.
And technology cuts both ways. The internet lets WikiLeaks publish secrets, but it also lets governments monitor everything we do. The fight for freedom in the digital age is about making sure the tools of control don't destroy the tools of liberation.
At its core, Assange argues that transparency is a moral value. Secrecy corrupts, and absolute secrecy corrupts absolutely. The more power a government has, the more it needs oversight. But the cables show that oversight is a fiction.
So, has the world gotten safer or more dangerous because of these leaks? Assange says the real danger is the secrets themselves, not the revelation of them. The wars and the surveillance are far more dangerous than any document.
And the psychological world these documents reveal is just paranoid. Every ally is a potential enemy, every conversation a threat. It's a world where power is the only value and trust is weakness. The diplomats aren't evil, they're just trapped in a system that rewards deception.
The book also connects all this to social justice at home. The surveillance state, the war on drugs, the militarization of police, it's all connected. The fight for transparency is part of the fight for justice.
And the future? Assange predicts the surveillance state will keep expanding unless we challenge it. But he also sees hope. The leaks show the empire isn't invulnerable. Its secrets can be exposed. Its power can be challenged.
The takeaway for me is that this is a call to action. The secrets have been revealed, and the question is what we do with them. Secrecy is the enemy of democracy, and we have to keep the window open.
And if you want to dig deeper into books like this, the whole library is on the 7-Minute Books app at 7minutebooks.com/app. You get over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles to read or listen to in any language, starting at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access. The WikiLeaks files is a reminder that the truth is often hidden, but it's never gone forever. We just have to be brave enough to look. We'll see you in the next one.